episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. This is constantly what we ask. Am I a bad mum?
We do. And I was about to go and try and sing to you just then. I was going to really try and sing. We're on the final countdown.
Oh, I was going to say, what, just any kind of...
countdown, but I can't because my voice is a little bit rusty. And this whole yelling at people for a living, it's not really working out for me.
Yeah, because you're a personal trainer, so you may as well work in the army.
I had to whip the ladies into shape this week. They need an extra push. Now my voice has gone, maybe you need a break.
Because it's Christmas coming up. Literally from now, because the kids have only got, what have they got, another week, 2 weeks left of school? And so I feel like we're all counting down too, but then we go, oh shit, now I remember I've still got a job to do until mid-December.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else is coming up. Dance concerts. Yeah. It's dance concert time. We are the mum of four girls. They have been getting ready and they've been doing extra rehearsals. And I spoke about this on the podcast last week because my girls were having to do late on a Friday. So they wouldn't finish dance until 8 p.m. And it really frustrates us. Like, it really puts a spanner in the works because you want to wind down on your Friday. You want to have a wine.
To wind down.
But you can't because then you have to drive to pick them up at 8.
Yeah. And you've got a really lovely mum that offers to drop your girls home on various days, but it's never offered on a Friday.
Well, funny you should say that because Friday they have to do this like dress rehearsal, whatever. Another mum has asked if I can pick up her daughter from school because we need to go straight there at 3:30.
Yep.
So I was like, yeah, no worries. That's fine. I'm going there anyway. I'll take my two and I'll take her and we're all good. And then that mum that you were just talking about who sometimes helps out, she said to me the other day, oh, what are you doing about this dress rehearsal? And I was like, oh, it's fine. I can take your daughter too. I can take the four of them. I'm already taking so-and-so and I'm taking mine. So I'll take the four of them. 3:30 rehearsal.
Friday.
And so she then went, oh, perfect. Well, we'll bring the girls home then.
Oh, winning.
Yeah.
Good on you. See, you do something positive, you get it returned.
Exactly right.
It's very kind of you. Can we just actually, before you go into this, just so you know, I've moved up in the ranks of volunteering for dance.
Oh, good on you.
I know that you'd be pleased with this, but we talk about my inexperience of being a volunteer when it comes to dance. Now, I've done the rehearsal day and I think I did well, but I've been moved up for the concert.
You've been promoted.
I've been promoted to quick change.
Oh, no.
Even saying it now just made me sweat. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. I'm not sure what she's thinking. Maybe she's confused. She's put my name down thinking I was a different Rachel.
That's a stressful job.
She's got me confused.
She's got you confused with someone that actually...
Quick change, Katie. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, no, you just got to be really fast. But you got to be prepared too because you got to make sure you got everything there. Like, you need bobby pins. Make sure you got bobby pins to hand.
One of the mums says to me at the dress rehearsal, you need one of these. And I looked at her and I was like, what? And she goes, you need one of these bum bags. She is so organized and I just follow her lead on everything. In this bum bag, she's got tape, scissors, sewing. Like, she sewed Elsie's collar down as we're lining up to send her out on stage. That's how good she is.
That is a genius idea. Bum bag. Get yourself a bum bag.
I'm going to go and get a bum bag and fill it, but I'm not sure what I'm filling it with.
Hip flask. Am I a bad mum for sending them out to work?
Sending them out? You're shipping the girls out. Sorry, girls, off you go. Get a job.
Well, I've been trying really hard to teach my kids about, well, I mean, when I say to teach my kids about money, I'm continuously teaching my kids about money and they don't seem to give a shit because when it's our money, they don't care. They just think, I've spoken about this many a time.
It grows on trees.
Endless pit of it. Amelia said to me the other day, I need 3 costume bags.
Yeah, they're a minimum $22 a garment.
They're $25 a bag and they've got one each. That's fine. Put the 3 in there.
No, you're not allowed to.
No, you're not allowed to. So do you know what I've said to them now? She was banging on and on and on at me. I was like, do you understand how much I've just paid for tickets to the dance, the costumes, the blah, 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 the theatre rehearsal, It's endless.
Endless.
It costs us a fortune and I don't have an endless pit of money. So she's still banging on because she doesn't care. I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. No, I've got the answer. It's all fine. It's going to be fine. We're going to use a couple of dad's suit bags. He's got them in the
You
cupboards.
Are not making them do that.
Yeah. Why not? They're exactly the same.
They're not the same. They have to. The garment bags are for a reason. They need to have their names labeled on it, the dance that they're in, the like what groups they sit in.
Okay,
needs
you've
to be
changed.
Individual.
You have really changed because I remember when you once sent your kids with their costumes in a Woolies carrier bag.
I know, and I pushed back again this year. We're just going to keep talking about dance. But I pushed back this year because I've done the garment bags for Elsie for the last 2 years. This year, because Gracie's gone up to a dream duffel, she's got 6 or 7 costumes. And so then Elsie, because she's only got 2, has to be in Ziploc bags. And I totally disagree with that because now it's all the uniforms are just shoved into these Ziploc bags. When you pull them out, they're all creased.
Yeah, but otherwise you have to buy another dream duffel.
Another dream
duffel.
They
sound expensive.
They are. Anyway, there's another side business we'll talk about maybe off this podcast.
Selling dream duffels.
Dream duffels and the tights.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about your girls, but my girls go through a pair of tights, whether it's the dress rehearsal, whether it's photo day. And then there's 2 concerts. So that's like 5 pairs of tights there, $20 a pair of tights. That's $200 a child of tights that end up in the bin. Anyway, moving on. This could be a topic for the day.
So anyway, this is the reason I want to send my kids out to work. They need to start making their own money. I think actually getting a job, I think it's very different to doing chores around the house.
Yes.
Because you have to be very responsible because yeah. I'm not there to, you know, oversee it, or they have to do a good job. They can't do it half-assed like they do wash the car here when you need to then go
over. Are you
going
to send them out to do a car washing for a job?
No. Oh. So.
I was like,
we saw outside Guzman and Gomez an advert for staff. Jay asked how old you have to be. You have to be 13. My girls just turned 13.
When did the minimum age change?
I don't know, but I'm not asking questions about that. I'm just going to get them into it as young as possible.
So what happened from there? Guzman, yeah, I'm bang up for it. I love Guzman.
Because my kids really need someone else to push them, not me.
Yeah.
They need to
You need to relinquish this part and hope that what you've instilled in them this far, someone else can sort of nurture and bring forward through a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. They're sort of flying the nest again. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
This is a big time of their life. Now they're going to have their own money.
Yes.
They have choices about what they spend it on.
Yeah.
Look, you're ready.
No, because it really, I struggle thinking about them having their own money and spending it on whatever they like, because I want to encourage them to have some money saved so that if we have something like this, I need another dance bag. Well, I've already bought you one. So how about you now use your money to buy the next one?
Yeah. Well, it's not how about. It's just I'll buy one, you buy the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not new.
It's just not even
negotiable.
Yeah.
No. I bought brand new tights.
Yep.
You got a hole in them the first day.
100%.
You buy the next ones.
Absolutely.
Because then that will I mean.
I said that to Gracie at 8 and she doesn't even have an income. I was like, you know your birthday money that you still got stock somewhere? I know it's here. You can give me $20 out of that. And she was like, what? And I was like, no word of a lie. I told you this morning on the way to dress rehearsal, I want these to last for the dance concert. She comes to me by lunchtime and says, oh, sorry, Mum. It's not even a hole. It's a pull. A hole and a like all the way down the leg.
Yeah.
I was like, kid, hand it over. I'm the same as you. I haven't got money coming out of everywhere. Hand it over.
Coming out of everywhere. And just a side note on that, who's charging $20 for a pair of kids' tights? Because that is daylight robbery.
Yeah, yeah, dance store. That's what I'm telling you. Let's go online.
See, if we were a bit more organized, we would go online. Like, get that shit all flown over from China.
Yeah, I know.
For $1. $20 for a pair of tights. Makes me mad.
It makes me wild. And then they just put a hole in it just like that. She didn't care either.
No.
And I haven't got the $20 off it yet.
You need to get it. Get it. Take it.
just why do I even bother? But you know, you have that moment as a parent, you're going, is this a reflection on me?
Yeah.
People are going to look at them, judge them and think of me.
Yeah. Well, it's like with the jazz shoes. We talked about this like ages ago. I've still kept them in those jazz shoes and their toes are poking out the end. There's a hole in the end where their toes are poking out. Amelia said to me, Mum, the teacher keeps asking when we're going to get new jazz shoes. And I feel like she's judging me for not buying them.
She is.
I bought the bloody new jazz shoes. Jazz shoes. Flimsy pieces of shit for $58, aren't they?
That is the best description of jazz shoes I have ever heard.